When we decided to build a place in the country, the first thing we did was to plant trees. Long before the house began to form in our minds, we mapped out a 4-row shelter belt that we knew would be essential for the success of anything that was to follow. During the past 35 years, our homestead has developed, along with the original windbreak. The original 4 rows increased to 6 as trees aged and snow, ice, and wind took its toll on our leafy guardians. We lost a portion of a row to a weed-burning effort that got out of control, and we and the trees soldiered on as we faced a formidable cleanup and clear-out of blow dirt that invaded in the dry times of the 90s. We've added pines on the south and a couple of rows of flowering shrubs and sandhill plums. We've put in drip irrigation systems and consequently fought the rabbits and badgers who like to nibble through the lines. We've upgraded our house well and added hydrants to ease the watering chores and give extra protection against wildfires on the outer edges of our oasis. I cannot imagine living here without the shelter belt that surrounds us like protective arms against the storms of wind, snow, or dust that our unpredictable high plains weather doles out. That's why I'm interested in an upcoming windbreak workshop that's on tap next week in Dodge City. A conversation with Bob Acheson, Rural Forestry Coordinator for the Kansas Forestry, gave me some idea of what's included in the 3-day session on May 21st through 23rd. The primary focus revolves around renovating existing shelter belts that are showing signs of aging or stress from drought and subsequent insect pests. However, if you're new to the windbreak scene, you'll get advice on design, planting, and maintenance. Continuing drought requires revitalizing a windbreak, removing dead wood, and looking at some innovative ideas for the future. Presenters will discuss the possible value the removed trees might have, as well as the value of using trees and shrubs to reduce wind erosion and to screen feedlots, dairies, and other commercial areas. My visit with Bob Acheson included a serious discussion about the loss of windbreaks as a result of increased use of pivot irrigation and changes in farming practices. He also addressed the need to redevelop them in order to protect crops and livestock, to control erosion, improve air quality, define boundaries, provide habitat for wildlife and commercial tree products, and improve landscape aesthetics. These ideas were discussed last summer when a similar workshop series was presented in North Dakota. The success of this project set people to thinking it would be an excellent idea to adapt the session to focus on the Southern Plains, and this renovation and innovation workshop was coordinated to take place in Dodge City. The 3-day event will include a tour of 4 sites in Ford County, complete with demonstrations and examples of renovation projects that are currently in place. Experts from Kansas, Texas, Nebraska, Iowa, and Missouri will be presenting ideas and giving advice to all who are interested in developing and maintaining windbreaks on the Southern Plains. For more information about the event and enrollment fees, you can visit our website at hppr.org or call the Ford County K-State Extension Office at 620-227-4542.